Sunday war ihre Abschreibung in Weismacht.
Happy with that. And any time it could be problematic, yeah, if what do you call it? If you cook it. That was what we said last time. We spoke about grape juice, also the same thing, all the same thing. And then we spoke about Yain Nesach. What about Yain Nesach? Is it a problem if a non-Jew touches it? So we know that cooked wine is not a problem if a non-Jew touches. Is pasteurization, this is where we lost last time, this is where pasteurization is that problem. Does that help you? That's called cooked. And therefore, if a non-Jew would touch it, there's not a problem. That's the question. It seems the minute is to take on that grape juice does not have this problem, generally speaking. So if a non-Jew touches grape juice, it seems to me that we take on that's okay.
How should we find it?
If you see him doing it, well, you see him moving it, you see the non-Jew touching it.
You're not cleaning the house.
You're not cleaning the house, but you see him moving it. And touching it, the bottle's open, and washing it, and it shakes it, whatever it does, and I said, which you should be doing, you see him doing that. That chayra
is.
That
saves mavushal life.
Yes, that's the shy what's called mavushal. They call pasteurized mavushal.
A grape juice is
better. Yeah, it's not fully cooked. That's what we said last time, and I said, it's not fully
wine. All grape juice is pasteurized, they're all pasteurized.
What?
All grape juices are pasteurized.
Yeah, most of them. But that's the question, is pasteurizing called cooked? That's the shayla. Nice, many seeds you make that we take on the pasture.
Same shayla for grape juice and wine?
Pasta's the same thing. It doesn't have to be. Pasta's the same thing. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about today, very interesting, about coffee after Kiddush. Yeah, I mean, you're making Kiddush on Shabbos morning, and you're going to have a cup of coffee after Kiddush. Let's say you're not eating for a while. Let's avoid this problem now of eating. So, nice, do you have to make, first of all, a bracha was shown in your coffee, and a bracha chroin in your coffee. What happens?
Is it
any drink, quite right. Well, that's sound with the coffee, quite right. It could be any drink, quite right.
So this is our lock and chopin'
off,
it's just fine. This is, you don't want the person who makes the drink.
Everyone.
The person who makes the drink just a drink.
Yeah, we'll come to all that, yeah. So let's start from the beginning. Let's start from the beginning. Sorry, Rishi?
Shouldn't they say brachas first and then make kiddush?
No, you make kiddush first, Moshi. You make kiddush first, go into that coffin, and then you have what you call it. So here, Shalach and Shuknoch, fine dabbit. See base. So this Shalach, Yain, Poitzer, Kolmine, Mashkin. Wine exempts all types of liquids. Hagoaf in a brach with Shoyim. Okay, so we'll talk about both, we'll see in a minute what that's talking about. So Mishra Brewer says, everything becomes a topple to the wine. That means a person makes a bracha b'pirak offering on wine. In certain circumstances, that covers all drinks. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying. It's a special halacha. It becomes a topple. Since wine is so choshuv, so any other drink that you have becomes a topple to it. And therefore, the b'pirak offering which you made on wine covers all other drinks. In certain circumstances. The Mishnah Berurah, right, let's start with over here. So the Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, when does this work? So the Mishnah Berurah starts with that is, first condition is, we will vatch you to find about a shulchan. Condition number one is that the drink must be on the table in front of you. That means, let's take a practical example. Someone goes to a kiddush, let's say for example, Shabbos morning. Let's talk about the Kaddish first of all. He makes Kiddish himself. Let's talk about the person who's making Kiddish. He makes Kiddish, he drinks the wine. Now, when you drink wine, the person who's making Kiddish, the minimum he should drink, what's the minimum he should be drinking, the guy's making Kiddish, probably say? Well, look, well, that's 43 mil. It's Roiv or Revius, 44 mil, that's Roiv or Revius. So he drinks Roiv or Revius, and now everything on the table in front of him, he's got lemonade, Coca-Cola, everything's in front of him. Whatever drinks in front of him, talking about drinks only, all that is potter. You now can have a lemonade without a brocha, the shoyna, and who are didn't put brocha achroin actually. There's no brocha achroin on any drinks. Yeah?
Okay.
No, you make ala gefron on the wine, and that covers you for everything. So the first condition is the Mishnah Berurah brings down condition number one, which is universal, is if it's in front of you on the table. That's the Taz, the Maaser, the Mishnah Berurah says, will vatch you the phone of our shukhan, the shah shabir
chayayin. And
the women?
Works for everyone, Mishu. Men, women, children. Anyone has this, if you're in front of you at the time, that bracha works, and it covers everyone. Yeah? That's what you're offering. So that's condition number one. That's the thing, so it's in front of you.
So, just a clarification.
Yeah.
If he has Reuve Ruvius, right? That then covers everybody else who's not.
Covers everyone else. Why not come back to the couch?
I thought you just said it covers everybody. No.
Kiddush helps everyone. Everyone has. Look, if someone makes Kiddush, Kiddush and Maxi Hadass. Paul. And Charles Warren. So one person, let's say I make Kiddush for everyone. So I make Kiddush, I make the bracha, I make the offering, I drink the wine. Everyone else now can eat cake and everything else.
I understand.
But now, me, I've certainly got no problem. I can have any drink I want, including my Brekka coffee. We're going to come to other
people. That's what I was just
So the Kiddush works for everyone. Everyone's yotze with the Kiddush, so they can all have our cake and everything else. But with regards to this halacha of wine pattering, that Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Let's just find this Mishnah Berurah here, over here. Mishnah Berurah speaks out quite clearly. And Mishnah Berurah writes, Da, she end kiddush ala yain. If you make kiddush on wine, he made others yotze with the bracha. That means he was yotze kiddush for everyone. Mamish, your point. Im loy toam im kosher kiddush. If the others have not tasted from a cup of wine, v'roitzim nishto sham. Actually, they want to drink other drinks. Ach shahoy nefona b'shot shbechal yain. Even though the drinks are on the table in front of you, tzrichim levorech ala mashkim. They have to make a bracha. So if you didn't drink any wine, this heter does not apply. So the Rabbi talked about the Makadish drank Molly Lukumov, he is no problem. What about everyone else? So again, we should be excited. If you didn't drink Moshi, if no one drank, then it also doesn't work. But very often there's a mini in Kiddush, in a lot of houses, what happens is the people make Kiddush, and then they give a sample of wine for lots of people to drink. So you put it in a small little case, you put a little cup of Chaim glasses, and you pour a little bit of the wine into these glasses, and you pass it around the table, everyone has a bit of a drink. Yeah, common meaning. Does that help?
Yes, that does help.
So, Moshe thinks it does help. So, the Masha, I must say, the truth is, for the Mishnah Berurah passage, Masha, it does help. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, well, I just read out to you now. What?
He just said that the one makes Kiddush has to, the husband of the Lukma, pass him all his Shahako. And this, the members of the family who has a Chaim cup, also pass?
That's the stuff.
That's what I'm saying. These are the Chaim glasses. I'm taking from the Mishnah Berurah himself. The actual word of Mishnah Berurah is mashmeh, it does help. What's the raya? Because I just read out from Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Dash, in Kiddush Hadayim, Ba'ot Tzachim, Bekosayim, Im Loi Toamu Mikoshel Kiddush, if they did not taste from the Kiddush case, the Roitzim Nishtris, they've got a problem. It's mashmeh from the Mishnah Berurah, if you tasted a bit of the Kiddush wine, you're okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
On that, the Shatzin says, it's mashma from this quotation I'm quoting as Mishnah Berurah, that either they taste a small amount of filu mitzvahs ba'alma, shuv einam tzrichim levorach ala mashmeh shachar. It looks like this heter works even for them. As long as they're drinking some wine, it looks like they're yotze. That's what it looks like from the Derech HaChaim I'm quoting as Mishnah Berurah. That Mishnah Berurah says, but I am be alochot, yes, the fact that within Zehaba, I'm not so happy with this talk. The be alochot, hold on, Rikos here, and the be alochot is much more inclined to say that you need to have a molin lugmov only. That means without the molin lugmov, which is a sheer choshev to have, if you don't have that, you haven't got the center. So now, this is a big problem. That means now what's going to happen is, let's say the moshe, the normal house for Kiddush, a person makes Kiddush, he drinks the molin lugmov, and then he pours wine into everyone else's little cup, and they all drink a bit, and then they want to have a lemonade, which is on the table. Can they have it without a bracha rishona? So you've got a bit of a problem here. Mm-hmm. According to the Mishnah Berurah himself, when he writes it, he seems to quote even a mashu who helps. But when he quotes the one you call it in a bi'alocha, he says you have to have a modern lugmov. So you got yourself in a bit of a pickle. What to do? In fact, the Chofetz Chaim is really not sure about this. And the Chofetz Chaim, he ends off like this, and he says, "Mikomachim medin and tzarich ian." I'm very, very unclear about this as a Mishnah Berurah. Just to rely on this small shear of a mashu, a small amount, to make a to pati you. But nochem lechabchilit, it's correct lechabchilit. Shemishi yitzliv to hashem mashkin. So if someone wants to pata other mashkin, Yishte al kaporim mol lugmav. He should drink at least a mol lugmav of wine. And then he's got no problem. If he didn't drink a mol lugmav, that means all the other people at the table who are having a little sip, they, yuvakesh le'echos le'toam klam in akos, they should ask someone who's not tasted anything from the wine, should yivtu and brok on a mashkin. So let's say you've got 10 people around the table, and one person doesn't like wine, so he doesn't drink the wine. So he's not having any wine at all. He's got no sotik. He has a glass of lemonade. He makes shahakon nebivor on the lemonade. He should be moitzi all the people who've got the sotik. That's what he says.
The
Tilamon should drink a bit from the kosh. They want to drink a bit. But the mice, you can catch what you're doing. It's not so hard. It's a simple eitzim. I mean, you can make shahakon on a, what do you call it, on a smart. But you're going to perform in a broch achrona. If you have a smarty, make shahakon on your smarty, so that covers you now for your glass of lemonade. But now you have a glass of lemonade, you're like 8 quart now. Do I have to make a broch on it? Because if it was kalban or wine, then alageth will pattern the what do you call it?
Make alageth. What's everybody else has to
make a sip, but won't make alageth.
Right. So if I just have, no, so I'm saying, we're talking about...
Mother Lugma will make it.
He's quite right. So what happens over here now? What's going to happen? It's going to be interesting. So let's take the case we have now. So someone made kiddush.
He has Moe Lugmov.
He had a sip of wine. He's got something in a pickle now. What do I do about my lemonade?
Right.
So what he should do is he should hear someone else make a broch on a lemonade, or he can make a broch on a smarty. Mm-hmm. So far, so good. He has his glass of lemonade.
Right.
Then he gets ready to bench. What do you do?
He'll make
a posh on his drink.
Yeah, sure.
Because he had a reveal of his lemonade.
Right.
Yeah. So he
won't be alagefa. He won't be alagefa. He'll have a sip.
Yeah.
So he doesn't make alagefa, but he'll make bro and a posh on his drink. So catch 22, you want to ask the question, how is it possible to have a drink where you don't make a broch on the drink, but you make an after broch on it?
But why do you make
kids in shul?
What's that
like on our men in shul? Some people allow it. Some people allow you to eat in shul.
Why do you make kids in shul?
That's for people who are visitors. But any visitors who come, they want to have something to be able to do.
That's what I'm asking.
So that's why he said to Mishmur. I must say, Rishon Zalman says, he says that you can have a bit of the wine, but you should have in mind not to put anything else. So I don't know what it means. It's interesting how you do that. Because I think he's talking about you making the broch, bro, prep offering, but you have in mind not to use this bro, prep offering anything else. Maestro, but Yashu and Rabbi Chaim Ben Shimon, what's happening? They say it's automatic. If you have wine, it's a top of two. It's automatic. It comes to
top. Not a small shit, not a tiny bit.
That's a shadow. If you're choshes, it's a shitter.
I told this story, I'm Hill was by Rabbi Yashu, and it was a Lechaim, because it was an engagement or something. It was a Lechaim by Rabbi Yashu. So Rabbi Yashu gave everyone a little bit of wine to drink. Afterwards, Amhil went to Rabbi Yashu with his cup of lemonade. It's on Machana Shahakal of Demo Delish. So Rabbi Yashu said, Machana Shahakal. Oh, but the Rav gave me some wine before Machana Shahakal. So because it was only a tiny bit of wine.
So he was going to be alone.
He was going that you have to make it.
Master, not a positive take on. The government who proves probably brings quite a lot of Achraim who say that there are shitters that are making with this mushroom. The mice are passive emission boys, much more mice is alright.
Some shitters at home, it will help.
But even a mice is an alpha. I'm saying one should try and avoid this, but if one's really got himself stuck, because it's hard to know what to do.
But my question is, one of his kiddish, why does he have to drink a cold mishpil? Why does he drink a mulay lokmov? Doesn't need to, because look, the chalif said he can drink lemonade without being part of the kiddish, part of the shahakah.
One more. Whenever you make kiddish, every kosher block you need, you tell me it's a mulay lokmov. So if someone's making kiddush, the mekadesh has to drink a mod lugmov. Okay, maybe I'll give him tzara, but you have to drink a mod lugmov that kiddush.
He'll anyway.
He's got the same problem. Someone has wine. That's clear in the Gemara. If someone has wine, wine patters other mushrooms. The question is, how much wine do you have to have? So the Mishnah Berurah in the Panim, when he writes the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashu from the Mishnah Berurah that if you have a small amount in a mashu, that passes it. However, the Bialoch himself, he's not happy with this, and he says that you have to have at least a moly lugmov. So now, anyone's got this problem. If the Makadish normally hasn't got this problem, because the Makadish generally will be having a moly lugmov of wine. So he doesn't have this problem. It's only a problem to the other people who drink a sip of the wine. That's where it's relevant to. So you have to know how to get around this problem, yeah? So if you're having a sip of the wine, so Shlomo Zalman says, if you have a sip of the wine, you're making your boy product offering, you can limit your boy product offering. It's a chiddush. But generally speaking, what you should do, I would have thought the best thing to do, Mishmur says, either hear shahakon from someone else, or make shahakon a different food. Someone's having just having a sip. Yeah? That's the chore, what one should do.
Perhaps we'll have a problem with the nechbacha either, because it's got to have a share from the zayin, so he'll make a halagefen included in his halamichia.
Yeah, that's also
that
true.
That, I mean, the lemonade.
If you're having a certain amount, first, but a sip, I think you can add it in there.
Not
right?
A sip, I'm saying if you
it have... It has to be at least from a few
cabbage, lines. So the cabbage you have some loin lugma.
Yeah, he could be all right.
He should be okay.
But another thing I think we asked when we spoke about this last time, what's interesting? So Maisa Mishmur says, this only works, condition number one is if the drinks are in front of you at the time. So let's say someone has a moderate lugma of wine, and he goes to a kiddush, and he has lemonade and Coca-Cola, everything he's covered. Now, what about at home? Friday, Shabbos morning, you make kiddush, you have the Bekadish, let's talk about the Bekadish himself, he has wine, moderate lugma, he says, you know what, I'm going to have a cup of coffee. Now, on the table in front of him, he's got his coffee granules, he's got his cup, he's got his sugar, he's got everything there. And the water's also in front of him in the urn. Is that called in front of him?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Because it's not made yet. So Rafael writes in his statement, he thinks that's not called in front of him. In front of him means that the drink is ready made. That the drink has to be ready made. I haven't got a kosher bracha here, but as far as I remember, he says that the granules and the water, everything's there, but that's not enough. It has to be that the actual drink is made in front of you. Now, I must say, the Mishnah does mention another son, but you mentioned before. So I've told you the best. The best is what's in front of you when you make kiddush, that's covered. How about it's not in front of you, but you know you're going to have it? That means I like my Coca-Cola very cold. So I have my kiddush, I make my kiddush, wine, have a bolognov, have my cake. But I know, I knew when I made kiddush that I'm going to get my Coke from the fridge. Just I like to make it ice cold. I like it very, very cold. So I want to keep it in there till the last minute. So it's not in front of me, but I know I'm going to have it. Does that help? So that Mishnah Berurah brings down. Yesh makin and some omblinians are feeling lo hoya the following. It's not in front of you at the time. Rak shahoya datsoy alehem. You had das for it. That was it helping your coffee then, yeah?
It's a bit like chazola on Shabbos. You're doing chazola on the back. You know, your wife can have in the other room das that pot is going to go back. Even though, you know, it's in a separate room, she knows that piece of...
Okay, I'm sorry.
That thing that you're bringing in is going to go back on the... Even though you might not know.
Yeah, that's okay. But here you know you're going to have a drink. It's not so posh. It won't.
Certainly. Yeah,
so would that help with the coffee?
If it works with
the coffee. Yeah, that would help with the coffee.
If this shitter's not me.
Yeah. According to this shitter, that das on a drink held. That's enough for the coffee. Because first you've got the coffee grounds in front of everything.
You've got das.
But you've got das on it.
Correct.
So it's not clear what the Mishnah Berurah is. The Mishnah Berurah says, yesh poskim. What's Losh Mishnah Berurah? Yes, Makin, I feel like you're upon a rock, Shahoya, Dars, Shahoya, you had Dars on it. That always helps. That's a big shy. And I said, it's not nice. A lot of people do take on ice. I must say, a lot of people do use this suds. And any time that if you had Dars for this drink, that would also help. Yeah? So you've got two colours. Either there's mummies in front of you, or you've got Dars on it, that would help.
What about is wine and grape juice the same?
I mean, that's your not, but I mean, everyone else holds that. Wine and grapes are the same thing for this. Yeah, I think most of them take on the same
thing.
We've had a very interesting shayla, which the post can speak about. I had this shayla quite a bit, it was just a problem. But let's say, for example, right, so let's take my example. I went to Kiddush. Okay, let's say I'm making kiddush at home. I have my wine and my cake. I didn't have anything in front of me, and I didn't have das for anything else.
What does das mean?
Das means you have to have in mind on something. So again, I made my kiddush at home, I had my wine, I had my cake. Not in my house, someone else's house, but the cake's a bit dry. So I don't want any more wine, so I say, you know, I must have a drink. So I go and make myself a coffee, I get a cocoa. Do I have to make a broch on that cocoa or coffee? No das.
No das.
No das. What's in front of it?
Yeah, make a
bracha shoy. So I make a bracha shoy. I have a cup of coffee. I have a cup of cola. I hope you realize, boys, I like Coca-Cola. So I have my Coca-Cola, I finish my Coca-Cola, then I want a bench. So I sit out to the allocate, so I'm in here. Do I have sacred in the foshas?
Yes. Yeah,
the Oh, that's interesting. I don't know why, but here's some reasons. The sophic, some of the chorin on the supper, that since now you've had your drink, and it's together with wine, maybe that a gift will pass that drink.
It doesn't pack up.
Yeah, that's a actually. You have to think about how this works. Yeah, it's interesting. It doesn't work with what I'm showing you because I didn't have in mind for it. Yeah. No, because then I didn't have in mind for it, so the bracha can't help for it.
Correct.
But now, when I'm making out a gevel, it's just a choshra bracha, it could be automatically all drinks become bottled drinks.
It's a bit
of a
they don't have mind.
For boyfriend, I've got to make boyfriend coffin. Because I didn't have in mind what's the profit.
Yeah,
but now when I'm making out a geffen, maybe that hashiva star brocha includes the drink as well. Think about that, right? Okay,
it's
right, so
the
sorry.
Yeah. No, she's a topic in the brocha, not a topic in the
maybe, eating. Maybe, yeah. Maybe.